This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series called Lord of All. And this is based on Acts chapter 10, where God sends an angel to Cornelius, tells him, send for Peter, he'll tell you words. Peter comes with these words, with this message. I really believe it demonstrates the tremendous privilege we've been given that we can play a part in affecting the eternal destiny of others by opening our mouth wide and letting God fill it by declaring the word of God to them. Verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Can you say today with confidence, Jesus Christ is Lord of all? Can you say that with absolute certainty? Jesus Christ is Lord of all. With regards to my life, my heart, my home, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. It's sobering to consider that because I think very few of us can actually say that. And yet, I believe this is where God wants to bring us to. And so 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20 and 21 in the NIV. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for special purposes and some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. We're talking about if Jesus Christ is Lord of all, there are a number of areas we have to concentrate on. And the first one is our appetites. And over the last few days, we've looked at David and how he sinned with Bathsheba and the ramifications and consequences that he had to deal with in his own personal life and family as a result of that. And like I said, 3,000 years later, we still study David's fall. And so in spite of being anointed and appointed and used so mightily by God, because he didn't judge his sinful appetites, because he didn't guard his heart, David fell into sin, and like I said, there were some major consequences as a result of that, including the death of an innocent man. So as long as we are carnal, we aren't prepared for the master's use. Because this is what 2 Timothy is saying to us. Because, you know, God is a holy God and he wants us to be holy. And if we want to live a life that pleases God, then we must live a holy life. Let me read it one more time in the New King James, verse 20 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. But in a grace house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Are you prepared for every good work? Are you prepared for God to use you? Are you available? Because this is the thing. It's not just about being simply available. It's about being prepared. Let me give you a case in point. Is if I'm going to get a glass of water and I pick up a glass and it's in the press and it's available, there's any number of glasses in that press. I pick up one, but suddenly I see it's all dirty. It didn't wash properly or whatever reason. What do I do? I put that glass down and I pick up another one. I sometimes wonder, is God like that with regards to us? Because that glass was available, but it wasn't prepared. In the same way, we may be available saying, oh Lord, use me. But God looks at us, he picks us up and he sees all sorts of sin, immorality, compromise, areas we haven't surrendered to Jesus Christ. And he says, okay, child, you're available, but you're not ready. You're not prepared. So we must prepare our heart for all that God has prepared for us. Because again, 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, eyes not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, all the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Do you know that God has prepared things for us? Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you hope in a future. God has plans for us. He has pathways prepared for us, but we must prepare ourselves for all that God has prepared for us. And this is why we must understand that to every miracle, there's God's part, but there's also our part. And we must not neglect to do our part. Amen. Because this is absolutely key. And unfortunately, many believers don't understand that. And then they're wondering why They are forever in the blocks, forever on the runway and never taking off. But again, we must play our part, because God is more than willing to do his part to every miracle, but there's a part we must play. And our part is to prepare ourselves. And so, prepared for every good work. But let me say it again. As long as we are carnal, we aren't prepared for the Master's use. We might be available, but we are not usable. And this explains why the Spirit of God ignores some people in spite of their ability and talent. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5 to 9 in the Berean Bible says, "Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. The mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind of the flesh is hostile to God, it does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. You therefore are controlled not by the flesh, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him." So it says, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. So is your mind set on the things of the flesh, or is it set on the things of the Spirit? The New King James says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, and those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God." So if you are in the flesh, you cannot please God. If you have a carnal mind, you cannot please God. And so again, I find that tremendously sobering to consider, because if our mind is set on the things of the flesh, then that's what a carnal mind is. And really, this is why David committed adultery. He had a carnal mind. He, rather than being at the battlefield with his army and doing what he was meant to do, he was just at a loose end, you know, messing around. Suddenly he sees Bathsheba and the carnal mind takes over, the carnal flesh takes over, and really he gave opportunity to the enemies of God to blaspheme and to mock, because this was their king, this was the psalmist of Israel. And so are you living according to the flesh, or are you living according to the Spirit? Because the Bible says, if your mind is set on the things of the flesh, then you are living according to the flesh. So the carnal mind is empty against God. It cannot submit to the law of God, the Bible says. And so that's, you know, very sobering to consider. It says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God." And again, if you desire to please God, that should be something that concerns you, because the Bible says if you're in the flesh, you cannot please God. And so, do you have a hunger for God's word? Are you walking in the flesh, or are you walking in the Spirit? Do you have the mind of Christ? 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 16. "For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Because the mind of Christ is focused on advancing God's kingdom, but the mind of the flesh is focused on the things of the flesh. And so, what is your mind focused on? What is the focus of your life? Is your mind focused on the things of the Spirit, or on the things of the flesh? And this is why, again, if we don't want to have a carnal mind, we need to take responsibility for renewing our mind. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies unto him a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." That word transformed is metamorpho, where we get the word metamorphosis. And this is the change that you will undergo if you will renew your mind with the word of God, if you will change the way you think. And ultimately, until you change the way you think, you cannot change the way you live. Amen. And the only thing that is the power to change the way we think is the precious, eternal, perfect, everlasting word of God. And so let's determine to read this Bible like never before, because if you want to see real life change, it will come as you study, as you understand, and as you obey the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you and your family.